The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
The attack on the Electoral College continues to heat up from the liberal left. I would much rather deal with spiritual issues, theological issues, church issues. But as I continue to say, if there is something going on in the political world that will impact us, our children, our grandchildren, our families, our churches, and our nation, we cannot head our head in the proverbial sand. We need to know what's going on. One of the most dangerous attacks from the liberal left is the attack on the Electoral College. And if you're older than 40, I would ask you this. Have you ever heard an out-and-out attack on the Electoral College until this last election? The Electoral College has served America well for way over 200 years. And because of one election, this last election, Trump over Hillary Clinton, there's all of this screaming and yelling and shouting, we got to get rid of the Electoral College, we got to get rid of it. Now, if you remember George W. Bush and the whole thing over Al Gore, Bush lost the popular vote. But he won the Electoral College, and it was close, went to the Supreme Court. Most of you remember that. And the liberal left they were very, very upset that Gore wasn't president, that Bush was president. But I didn't hear anything about dumping the Electoral College until Hillary Clinton lost. And the hatred and the animosity towards Donald Trump is so great, so vitriolic, that the liberal left wants to turn the Constitution upside down and our entire electoral system on its ear just because their one candidate didn't get elected. Think about that. And I've used this illustration before. Forgive me for being repetitious, but it would be like the losing team in the Super Bowl saying, well, we really didn't lose. What do you mean you didn't lose? The other team got more points. Yeah, I know, but the rules were unfair. And so we want to change all the rules. Okay, but the game's already over. Well, we don't care. We want to change the rules to assure that in the next Super Bowl, we will win. Not by hard work on the field, but by changing the rules. That's what the liberal left wants to do. And they're gaining more and more support. Here is a brand new Newsweek article headline. Electoral College overwhelmingly favors Republicans. Abolishing entire system is the only remedy. That's from Newsweek. Well, the Electoral College has not favored just Republicans through all of these years and years and years and generations of elections. But all of a sudden now, well, now it favors the Republicans and we need to get rid of it. I am not kidding you. This is a Newsweek article and it's 16 pages long. Quote, The study authors found that the Electoral College's winner-take-all approach favors Republicans and has pushed them to victories in 2000 and 2016. Now, Trump is what? He's number 47, right? Isn't Trump president 40? Yeah, 47. And is he 45? Yeah, that's right, 45, because the Bush is... Okay, thank you, 45. Almost like Obama saying we had 57 states. All right, 45. So we've had 45 presidents. We have had far more elections than that because of two terms, and before that, three terms. So through all of these elections that we have had in the last 200-plus years... No one has been screaming that the Electoral College favors the Republicans. Except for two elections. Nobody was saying that in 2000, but in 2016, Hillary Clinton was the shoo-in. Quote, the researchers concluded that inversions will occur more and more in 2020 and beyond unless a policy change completely dissolves, rather than reforms, the Electoral College. They want to do away with it. Quote, this is one of the researchers. What is fundamental to the Electoral College is that an inversion is very likely in a close election. Study co-author Dean Spears told the Huffington Post. Right now, in this moment in history, Republicans have the advantage. So, then the Democrats need to do a better job of selling their candidate to the people. Historically, one party or another has had the advantage. That's why we've had Democrat presidents. That's why we've had Republican presidents. So, quote, right now, in this moment in history, Republicans have the advantage. So we change the rules? That's exactly what these people want. They want to change the rules. Quote, the study authors proposed that the complete elimination of the Electoral College is the only way to correct the imbalance. And... what if it changes so that the Democrats have an advantage? Are the same people going to be screaming that we need to bring back the Electoral College? It is mind-blowing what the liberal left is willing to do to regain power. And I want you to think about this. And I keep saying this, and I mean it, and it's true. I am not a Republican loyalist. I am not. The Republican Party has a lot of problems, and I often criticize them. I often criticize Republican candidates. I think the Republican Party in Ohio is a mess, particularly Franklin County. It's terrible. So again, I'm not a party loyalist, but I think back to when Barack Obama was elected president. I was shocked. I was incredibly disappointed. I thought he was going to do horrible things to our country, and I believe he did. I think his presidency was a terrible thing for America. And it'll be years before we recover. And I believe that with all my heart. But I don't remember any Republicans out there saying, well, we need to change the rules. We need to change the Constitution because we don't want another Democrat to be president. Do you remember that? Do you remember Republicans saying, well, we don't like the way this election came out, so we need to change the Constitution? We need to change the rules. I don't remember any Republicans saying that. They kept saying, well, the next election, we got to work harder. Next election, we got to get a better candidate. And well, we didn't. Romney turned out to be a terrible candidate. McCain turned out to be a terrible candidate. But Republicans, for the most part, admitted we got beat fair and square. We put up a bad candidate, and we got beat. We need a better candidate next time. I don't remember any of the Republicans wanting to change all the rules simply because they lost an election. This is from the liberal progressive left. If we can't win legally, then we'll change the law. And I can almost promise you this is going to be a campaign issue for almost all of the Democratic candidates. They all want to get rid of the Electoral College. Change the Constitution. Change American history. Just to regain power. It is going to take a constitutional change. I don't think that will happen. But we have certainly seen stranger things. But you need to be aware, this is going to be a constant drumbeat from the left. If we can't win elections legally, we change the law.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Most of you know I'm not into conspiracy theories. I'm really not. But there are some conspiracies that we should keep an eye on. And here is one that I think has some validity. There is a move from the progressive liberal left to make Nancy Pelosi president. Say, what? How could that happen? Well, if Donald Trump were impeached and removed, now please remember, just because a president is impeached does not mean he will be removed from office. Think Bill Clinton. I think it is very possible that Donald Trump will be impeached by the House of Representatives. They have been trying to impeach him since before he was elected. And they have looked and looked and looked. First, it was Russia, 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 until that blew up in their face and there was nothing there. When was the last time you heard anything about Russian collusion? Gone. And then it was racism, 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 racism. He's a white supremacist, blah, blah, blah. When was the last time you heard anything about that? Now it's Ukraine, 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 Ukraine. Phone call, phone call, phone call, phone. Seriously? But anyway, I think there is a good possibility that he will be impeached by the House of Representatives. I think there is almost no chance whatsoever that he will be found guilty in the Senate and then be removed from office. However, if that were to happen, guess who becomes president? The vice president, Mike Pence. Oh, you think the liberal left hates Donald Trump? Oh, it'd be nothing, nothing compared to the hatred for Vice President Mike Pence. And so there is chatter in Washington about removing Donald Trump, somehow getting rid of Mike Pence, and who is next in line? The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi herself. So, in order to prepare for the possibility that Mike Pence could actually become president, I don't see it happening, but just in case The mainstream media has ramped up their attack on Mike Pence. Yeah, in fact, I am looking at an eight-page piece from Newsweek magazine on Mike Pence. Here's the headline. Analysis. A Mike Pence presidency is no longer just dinner party chatter in D.C. But is he up to the job? It's an eight-page hit piece on Mike Pence just in case he would actually become president. Quote, as House Democrats ponder the politics of impeaching Donald J. Trump, they are weighing the possible outcomes. An impeachment inquiry could weaken the president before next year's election and give the White House back to the Democrats, or it could backfire the way the GOP's effort to oust Bill Clinton did in 1998. But there's a third option. Impeachment could succeed. As a senior staffer on the House Judiciary Committee framed the dilemma, what if we're left with President Pence? What if we're left with President Pence? Again, continuing with this Newsweek piece, that scenario has seemed far-fetched until this week. And then it goes on and goes into his history and paints Mike Pence as a crazy, loony, right-wing, evangelical, Bible-thumping, hate-mongering bigot. That's exactly the way he is portrayed. He has that Pence rule. He won't be alone with another woman. Oh, my goodness, he's a radical. He actually adheres to the Bible. He's a radical. He believes in traditional marriage. He's a radical. And not only do they paint him as a radical, he has a cadre of advisors who are also radicals. So anyway, I just find it fascinating that Newsweek magazine has dedicated eight pages portraying Mike Pence as some kind of wild-eyed, crazy, loony, hate-mongering, evangelical, Christian, Bible-thumping bigot, just in case Trump is impeached, and then they would have to deal with Pence as well. I'm not sure how they would plan on getting rid of him. I would hope it wouldn't be anything physical, but I think some on the liberal left are realizing, you know what? Maybe Trump isn't as bad as we thought he was. We could have Pence. Oh, politics in America. Wow. Hey, folks, have a great evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.